matter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from the 49th annual Borrego Days Desert Festival here in Borrego Springs, California. You know, this is one of my favorite places on earth, and it really is a hidden jewel in the desert. We had a lot of people from the Coachella Valley come on out yesterday. I saw them over at Christmas Circle, and I know today, though, you are having the golf cart parade at home starting at 1 o'clock on El Paseo. Who knows? Maybe I'll make the tail end, but you're going to have a great time, and I know we are well represented with our Money Radio team and our Team 1010 team. But for me, it's all about Borrego Springs here and what's going on, the festival. Lots of fun stuff. I have had a fabulous weekend so far. I have been hiking. I've been sightseeing. I've emceed the parade. I, myself, staying at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, having a great time. Had a pumpkin peel, which was phenomenal. Had a massage. I even fell asleep for the first time during the facial. Yeah, just fell asleep. It was so wonderful. But lots and lots of stuff going on here, and I can't wait to tell you about it. Of course, Borrego Springs is an unincorporated area of northeast San Diego County, and has a long and colorful history, a movie star history. There is the Anza Borrego Desert State Park, which is over 600,000 acres surrounding the community of Borrego Springs at an elevation of 597 feet. Yes. Well, we are just, we have a lot of newbies that came down to Borrego Springs, and I grabbed one right just off the street, I think. Joining me now, for those of you that listen to Business for Breakfast Monday through Friday on Money Radio 1200, is John Monahan, who is my co-host a lot of the time. John, welcome to Borrego Springs.
Well, thank you, Francois, and you actually did kind of grab me off the street. I actually came by to say goodbye to Francois on my way back, and she said, John, so how did you love Borrego Springs? And I absolutely love Borrego Springs. So Francois said, well, why don't you sit in for like 5 minutes and tell us?
Well, because I want people to hear that have never been here to Borrego Springs, why it is so unique. Because I talk about it all the time. Of course, it is an international dark sky community, which means at night the skies are just filled with stars, just sparkling. It's so beautiful. But there's just something about Borrego Springs. You obviously noticed there weren't any lights.
No, and actually, Francois, this is my second time here. I was here like 5 years ago, but I just went hiking, and hiking is wonderful here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we drove all the way from Palm Springs to Borrego Springs just to go hiking, and then went back through Julian, and we had a wonderful time. But this is the first time that I actually got to spend some time looking and sightseeing in Borrego Springs, and just had a great time.
And the community is a very, very unique, very different. There's something, you know, we talked about it last night. We had a fabulous dinner at the Borrego Springs Resort and Spa, Arches Restaurant, under the stars. We were outside under the stars, and we were talking about how there's just something that makes you want to relax and enjoy life a little bit more,
well,
when you're here.
As you said last night, I said, I am so tired.
Yeah.
And Francois said, John, you're not tired, because I don't know how I could be tired, because I took like two naps yesterday. She said, you're just relaxed. And I think it's true. I was just relaxed. And mm-hmm. These stars, I drove in Friday night, and you know, I had a hard time finding my place because it is so dark here. But
yes,
it is just incredible when you look up at the stars and all you see are the stars.
And you saw the sculptures, the Goleta Sky Art is
the
what Goleta's they call it.
The Meadows,
yes,
sculptures. And I did a little research on them. And I guess the person who does the sculptures just moved here a few years ago, and I believe his warehouse is at the hotel I stayed at, which is La Casa del Zorro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he does his sculpturing. But there are like 150 sculptures throughout the area, from prehistoric animals to, you know, elephants to small birds, and it's just fabulous. Everywhere you drive, you see these sculptures.
It's so unique. And you think, when someone's saying, come on, we have to go see the sculptures, you're going, a lot of people go, yeah, okay, we'll look at one or two. But once you start looking at them, you just want to go see them all, because it is so unique.
Well, the thing is, when you said there are sculptures, I was thinking it was going to be like an acre of land with a whole bunch of sculptures, but they are spread out throughout Borrego Springs. In fact, I was coming out of my hotel this morning, and there's a sculpture. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even notice it yesterday. So, you know, when you keep your eye open and you really look, there's sculptures, metal sculptures all over the place.
And yesterday you were here for the kickoff for the parade, the morning, lots of fun.
A lot of locals
and some people out of town. We are sitting right across from Christmas Circle, and I love the fact that their main hub of this entire community is called Christmas Circle, right across the street. Today they have, the festival goes on today, so you have plenty of time to come on over and experience. But well, is it fun just to walk across the street and you're right in the middle? There's not a huge parking issue here, no big box stores, no fast food restaurants.
Nope. And you can't get lost because it's Circle. It's right in the circle. Everything is in the circle.
Right there. And yesterday, jam-packed. They had a fabulous day for the festival. Great day. Today's going to be the same. They have a lot of live entertainment going on all day long today. So now, John, when you're heading back, you came in at night. So you're going to head the easiest way to come from the valley here or here back home. It is 22. You're going to take 22 all the way out to 86.
Right.
You'll make a left on 86. And when you'll get over the hill, you will see the Salton Sea.
And that's what you and I are going to go take a trip there. I know. So, yes,
now.
I want to go buy it and get a little preview of the Salton Sea.
Well, you will see it's an easy 90 minutes. I mean, the time-wise, you just fly down here and fly. Very, very easy to get here.
I might take a little hike before I go, though, since
good
I'm here.
For you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm thinking about having one of those hot dogs over there.
Oh,
jeez. But not till after the show. So now that you've experienced Borrego Springs more in its entirety, the community, the sculptures, us driving around. We went to the Hoburg Estate. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. What are you taking away from this road
trip,
John?
I'm taking away is I want to come back, is what I'm taking away. And I talked to Linda from the Chamber this morning and just thanked her for a nice weekend. And Borrego Springs, it's like a really small Palm Springs. And if you look on it in a map, it's just surrounded by 600,000 acres of state land. Mm-hmm. So you can come here, you can go hiking, you can relax at the pool, you can go around the town and go into the small shops, and the restaurants are wonderful, and they're all local restaurants. And yesterday we had lunch at, I think it's called Ocotillo.
Red Ocotillo.
Oh my God, it was delicious. So good. It was so good.
I had fish tacos.
And then yesterday afternoon, I actually went to the market here in town because I needed a few snacks, and everybody's so friendly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they appreciate your business. They appreciate that you're here, and it's just a pleasure being here.
Well, John, I couldn't have said it better. I'm going to let you do the rest of the show. I'm going to go over to the festival. Great job, John. And quickly, you know, we can talk because we have a few more minutes. And again, I'm broadcasting live from Borrego Springs. I'm right across from Christmas Circle. Right now, the 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival is happening. This is the kickoff season for Borrego Springs, where their snowbirds come into town, and they're here until May, June. Same as our Coachella Valley, but it happens out here in Borrego Springs. They have golf courses, they have hiking, they have biking, they have great restaurants, great lodging, all out here, but very, like I say, there's no signals, no fast foods, and no big box stores. It makes it special.
It is. It's totally different. It's just great. Everybody should try to, you know, come here.
Come here. And the Hollywood history, we're going to have Fred G on a little bit later. Fred's a regular on the show. Love talking to Fred about things happening here and their film festival, how it's kicking off. But we took you over to the old Hoburg Resort, and a lot of people don't realize that was built in 1947. It was a 20-acre resort with its own airstrip. And we were telling you about the tie to the history of the celebrities, Marilyn Monroe, Clark Gable, Lon Chaney, that had a tie with Borrego. And we still get a lot of filmmakers that come in here. But when you went there, did you get more out of what you thought you were going to see?
Yes, because, Francois, I used to have a home in the movie colony. So I know the history of the movie colony, that all the stars from Hollywood would come to the movie colony and come to Palm Springs to get away. What I didn't realize is that once it got known that all the stars were coming to Palm Springs, that a few select stars would come to Borrego Springs to get away because people would know that they were in Palm Springs.
Yep.
And this Hoburg Resort, which is now called the Palms at Indian Head, was fascinating because I think we learned yesterday that it burnt down in 1958, but they kept some of the bungalows, which are still, I mean, they're not operational, but you can get a picture of where these stars used to stay, small bungalows with one bathroom, and you can just picture the stars staying in these little small bungalows and then going out to the pool and nobody bothering them.
And the airstrip nearby. Yep. And they only have 12 rooms now.
I know.
And they're going to keep it that way. So again, there's so many unique, different places and experiences here in Borrego Springs. Well, John, I'm going to let you go hiking. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're going to fill in for me tomorrow on Business for Breakfast. I really appreciate it.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking of staying an extra night, maybe,
no,
if I have a long hike. But I guess I can't.
All right. John Monahan, thanks again so much, and I'll
Thank
see you during
Francois.
The week. All right. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have Gavin Heffernan. He's going to be joining us. He is a filmmaker that has done some films out here in Borrego Springs. So stick around. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
To Traveling with Francois on Money Radio.
Head to the Mike Thompson RV Outlet Sale. Clearance row is filled with the nation's top-selling brands. New and pre-owned motorhomes and fifth wheels. All at closeout prices. One-of-a-kind specials, discontinued models, red tag final markdowns. Access to over 65 brands without leaving the valley. Mike Thompson RV, where it's affordable to buy an RV. Only 4 short miles off the 10 freeway. Day Palm exit to I-111, turn right. 760-324-3651.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565, or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
At Caliente Springs, Healthy Living is calling those adults 55 and over in search of the perfect vacation home offering the best values in the valley. Caliente Springs is a gated community with spacious RV sites, vacation rentals, nearby dining, daily activities, and our natural hot waters. Located in Desert Edge near Desert Hot Springs, just minutes from Palm Springs. Call today for your free information packet at 760-329-8400 or visit us on the web at rvwell.com. That's rvwell.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Boydston, also known as the Gadget Gal, and the owner of Kitchen Kitchen in Indian Wells. At Kitchen Kitchen, we go where no other kitchen store has gone before. Experience Kitchen Kitchen at the corner of Highway 111 and Cook Street in Indian Wells, or visit us online at kitchenkitchen.com. If you need it or want it, we have it at Kitchen Kitchen for the chef in you.
Honey, what are we going to do with all this extra stuff around here?
Well, you could go to City Hall and get a permit, make some big signs, haul everything out front before sunup, forget about golf, and have yourself a garage sale.
A garage sale?
Now, there'll be strangers trampling all over the lawn and garden.
My lawn, the garden, my golf.
Or you can donate it all to Angel View.
Hey, Angel View. Yes, Angel View.
Of course. Angel View will sell our gently used items and use the proceeds to fund programs to assist physically and mentally challenged young people throughout San Francisco, Bernardino, and Riverside counties.
Angel View, right. I'm glad I thought of that.
Yes, dear.
There's an Angel View resale store near you, ready to accept your donated items 7 days a week. For the location nearest you, or to arrange for the pickup of larger items, call 866-670-8666, because we can all use an angel in our lives once in a while.
Your reservation has now been confirmed. You are traveling with Francois, exclusively on Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. I'm so great that you're joining me today, and I'm coming to you live from the 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival right here in Borrego Springs, California. It is the Borrego Star Dance as the theme, and this segment of the show is brought to you by the 500 in Palm Springs, the only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and Et Alio, your one-stop sundry shop for healthy and unique items. So, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, you can call today at 760-864-6500 or on the web at the500ps.com. So we want to thank them for that. And joining us now is Gavin Heffernan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, where's your camera? Where's the video? Where's all the stuff?
I've had it sort of slung over my shoulder for the last couple of days and been getting some shots of the parade and so on. But now it's retired. I put it in the car and it's all about sort of having fun and getting some cotton candy and all of the above.
Yum. All right, Gavin. Well, why don't you tell everybody, you are with Sun Chaser Pictures, and tell us exactly what you do.
Well, it's pretty strange. I was doing some time-lapse photography, so lately I've been really getting into shooting the night sky and the Milky Way and all these things, and I was looking around for places in Southern California to find a spot to shoot, and I saw this town with this just incredible sculptures and a dark sky community, and it seemed too good to be true. It seemed impossible, but about a year ago, we came out here with some friends, and we shot a bunch of these night time-lapses with the sculptures, and it came out pretty well, and we ended up getting some really exciting press and National Geographic and CBS, and people like myself couldn't believe a town like this was actually real. And the town was so excited and grateful that they named this whole festival after the time lapse, and so they invited me down with the team, and it's been one big sort of surreal ride from the beginning, but we're just so grateful that everybody enjoyed it.
And it's fascinating, as a filmmaker, that you are always looking for places like this. And you you stumbled across this. Someone told you about Borrego Springs?
I was reading, I think it was an article saying, you know, were the 10 best stargazing spots in Southern California, kind of hidden gems. And you're always trying to get away from light pollution, so the glow from big cities and other things that might wash out the stars. So this really was just a perfect storm of for what we're trying to do of a just really perfect storm of excellence. And then suddenly when you have giant dinosaurs and giant dragons in the foreground, it just kind of makes the whole video come to life. It feels like the they're almost alive in the night. So that's why I called it Star Dance. And
I think it's so appropriate. I love the name because it is spectacular here at night. And joining us, folks, is Gavin Heffernan. He is with Sun Chaser Pictures. That is your company, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And now I noticed I've been coming to Borrego for several years, and there's still so many things, Gavin, I haven't even seen yet. I still have not been to Fonts Point, which everyone keeps telling me I must go. Have you been able to get out far into the 600,000 acres of state park? How far have you ventured out?
Not far at all, actually. That's what's kind of exciting, is I really had only been here for 3 days before, just focused on the sculptures, but everyone's coming up to me and telling me, you gotta see this place, you gotta see that place, and the wildlife and the rams and all these things that I'd like to see. So really, I think we're just getting started in terms of discovering what's out here, but I'm excited to see it. Like, and even in a couple days here, I'm discovering new things, like these amazing churches in the hills, and seems like a dream come true sort of place.
Oh, for the director, the filmmaker, yes, this is it. In fact, I just noticed a church the other day. We were coming into town after sightseeing some of the sculptures, and off in the distance here, I see this beautiful white church, spectacular over there.
That's the one. Yeah.
Now, Gavin, do you think of Borrego Springs? And first of all, where can my listeners go and view your videos about Borrego Springs?
The best place to go is sunchaserpictures.com. So that's all one word, sunchaserpictures.com. And that has a bunch of the time lapses. You can see the Borrego Star Dance up there and some other links from the festival. And so that's probably the best place to get them. And we just put them up on the internet. And I had shot some in Death Valley and Joshua Tree and some of the more traditional California places. But you're always kind of wrestling with crowds of people. And there's always some sort of compromise that sort of comes into play. But this is the one place I've been to where there was no compromise. It was just the best skies I had seen and these amazing sculptures and then the people that were so nice. And when we were shooting, it was 112 degrees in the daytime.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to duck out. And, you know, we spent a lot of time in the bar and a lot of time in the visitor center. And everyone was happy to let us sit in their air conditioning for a few hours. So it was really just kind of all the above. I had never been to a town that encapsulated all the different possibilities like that so well.
Well, and they were just as excited to have you here as you excited to see this. Now, so I'm gathering that your focus, your filmmaking, you like to film destinations.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, originally the time-lapsing had sort of started for me as a outlet. Like, my main focus is on feature filmmaking and horror movies and more long-form stuff. But where those sometimes take 2 or 3 years to get made, it's a big, giant ship to steer. With these time lapses, you're able to kind of get out for a weekend, go and shoot something. It's not too expensive. You can turn it around and release it in a few days. And there's no politics. There's no bureaucracy. There's none of the kind of larger stresses that come with a big money movie. So I had kind of started as a creative outlet, as a hobby, and then it just sort of, it seems like people are responding to it well, and I've been doing some other work now. And so it's kind of gravitating from less of a hobby into more of a side career, and we'll see what happens. This has been quite an experience, to say the least.
Very interesting. And Halloween's coming up next week. In fact, we have a little Halloween music on the show going out of some of our sets here. And the horror movies, I can imagine shooting a horror movie right around one of the sculptures, actually. I bet your mind was going crazy.
It is. I've actually been thinking, because they almost look like they're just going to come to life and get up and start walking around at night. So actually, yeah, we were sitting at the restaurant yesterday and throwing around a couple different ideas, and I think it would be an amazing place to actually shoot a film, because there's just so much texture and so many original things, and the friendly people and community. So one of these days, hopefully, you'll be able to come back and maybe try to do that.
And with us, folks, is Gavin Heffernan. He is with SunChaserPictures.com. You can check it out. And it will be on Traveling with Francoise, as always, once I get back and post all the information on the website. So you're out here for the festival, primarily. You came out here to enjoy it. I didn't see you in the parade. Why were you not in the parade?
I actually was in the parade.
I was
number 43, so okay. Maybe I was near the back there, I think. So it was neat that they put me in this Corvette, and I was sitting
on top
of it.
You know what? I do remember. Yeah,
because
I
was orange Corvette.
There you go. I remember. And you guys kind of went by a little fast. Yeah,
you're much more interesting people. There were marching bands and planes flying over. So a little kid waving his hand.
Definitely a lot of fun. So right now, you're in Borrego. You're also getting inspiration. But what are you working on now you're done with the video here at Borrego?
Yeah. We just actually released a new horror film. So it came out a week ago, and sort of in line with Halloween. It's called The Taking of Deborah Logan. And that's an interesting found footage style film about a group of medical students that are studying Alzheimer's. And they move in with a woman and her family that's taking care of her. And she starts getting worse, and they're documenting the disease. And then as it goes on, we realize that she's actually been misdiagnosed, and she's actually possessed by something.
Ooh.
So they think it's medical, but it's actually something far more sinister. So that just came out, and that's on Netflix and iTunes and Amazon. And just a couple of days ago, we released that. So that's getting a lot of excitement, and it'll be out on DVD on November 4th. That's kind of what I've been mainly focused on. But once the smoke clears a little bit, I'm going to be writing some new scripts and some new stuff. I still too early probably to say what those are about, but yeah, it's just the trick is to kind of keep busy and keep a lot of balls in the air, and you never know which one's gonna hit.
Yep.
And I never would have expected that this Borrego Springs would have our picture on the parade and all that. So you just never know what's going to happen.
Well, there's spectacular photographs, and it just, I don't even know, because I've been actually doing some of the PR here for the festival, and we were using your pictures and looking, and it's just amazing, this swirl that you have. You have to go... I can't even describe that. On your card, you even have it. You actually now have Borrego Springs on your business card, one of the photographs that you took. What is this just a time lapse of the stars? Because there's so many stars in the air. What is this?
Basically, it's called Star Trails. So what it does is it traces the trajectory of the night sky. So if you point the camera up in the air for 2 or 3 hours, the Earth rotates. You don't think about it until you actually look at it in time lapse. But the Earth rotates quite a lot in 3 hours. So if you're pointing up at the stars, each time the stars move, it traces a line, it traces the trajectory, and creates that effect that you see. So if you see one of the shots, it has the perfect circle in the middle, that's actually the North Star. So you're pointing directly north. If you can picture a globe hanging from a string, that would be exactly north. And the Earth literally rotates in a perfect circle around that spot and gives you this very surreal psychedelic effect that kind of works.
This is fascinating because I was sure that you actually worked some of your movie magic on it. This is truly fascinating. Where can someone go just to see the picture of the star trails that you
same
have?
Place. Yeah, same there's, place. There's quite a few. If you go to sunchaserpictures.com, they have quite a few. And we had shot some in Death Valley and Joshua Tree. Actually, I was just in Arizona shooting at the Grand Canyon. So it really is an interesting effect, and it actually just gives you a little bit of perspective about how we're moving and at what speed. And it tripped me out the first time I saw it. I thought I had done something wrong or screwed it up. And
it's amazing. Well, Gavin Heffernan, thanks so much. Thanks for all you've done for Borrego Springs.
Thank you.
Love your job. I can tell you're another one of the lucky people that I know that
absolutely
enjoy. So again, give everyone your information where they can find your work, and please.
Okay. Yeah. So that's really the best spot is sunchaserpictures.com, sunchaserpictures.com. And yep, you can send me an email there and check out the videos and pictures, and thank you again to Borrego Springs for just this exciting boost of confidence.
Quick question. Are you for hire to make pictures for people?
I am, yeah.
All right.
Yes, I am.
I just wanted
so
to make
there
sure.
You go.
Gavin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, friends.
All right, folks, we need to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we're going to hear more, a little bit more about the history of Borrego Springs with Fred G. Okay, traveling with Francois is coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California at the Borrego Days Desert Festival. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Radio. I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. It's a day to remember. As the last U.S. Marines unit and final British combat troops in Afghanistan officially ended their operations today, they are packing up to leave the country and transferred to a massive military base to the Afghan military. The American and British flags were lowered and folded up for the final time. In an exclusive interview with NBC's Chris Jansing, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the fear of Ebola is reasonable.
People in this country have fear of the unknown, fear of Ebola.
Reasonable
is good,
fear?
Good reason. Ebola is a horrible epidemic, and it's why President Obama is leading the world in trying to ensure that we can stop it in its tracks.
Power arrived in West Africa today to get an idea of what resources might be missing. This is NBC News Radio.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Wells Fargo has exciting news. Until November 16, 2014, customers can come in for a free credit score and complimentary credit report. That's almost as exciting as a credit tip sung by a barbershop quartet.
Your payment history is the biggest factor in your credit score.
Not bad, guys. Come into Wells Fargo for your free credit score and complimentary credit report. Wells Fargo.
Together we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC. See a banker for specific.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Is your current golf cart looking a little dated? Perhaps it's time to call AC Electric Vehicles, where the AC stands for All Custom, and the All Custom means you'll get exactly what you want from start to finish. Serving the Coachella Valley for over 20 years. Visit our express service and sales in Palm Springs or our main service sales and manufacturing center in Indio. Call AC Electric Vehicles today, 760-325-0070, or online at allcustomgolfcarts.com.
Your restaurant has the coolest bar stools and dining furniture.
Why, thank you very much. It came from Desert Business Interiors.
Hey, was your home office furniture expensive?
Not even. I shopped at Desert Business Interiors.
Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Your bags are packed. Hope you're ready to go. It's time for a little traveling. Traveling with Françoise, of course, here on Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. This is Françoise Rhodes, your host, and so glad that you're joining me here in Borrego Springs at the 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Post and Ship in Rancho Mirage, handling all your small or large shipping needs. That's Post and Ship 760-346-7800 or on the web at postandship.com. Now, we have one of our regulars on the show when I'm out in Borrego Springs. Fred G. joins us once again. Hey, Fred.
Oh, hey, good to see you again, Françoise.
We're like old friends, Fred.
It's always good to see you.
Yeah, and you have taught me more history about Borrego Springs in a really fun way, because you are a historian for the area, and you're very much into the films and the celebrities and all that era, along with, I'm finding, several other things here in Borrego Springs. Tell people just briefly all the committees that you are on.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we've got over 22 different nonprofits in this town. And I only deal with a few of them to help out.
20?
No. Well, not quite that many. But, you know, been working with the Chamber, the State Park, the Anza Borrego Foundation. We have a newer one starting up this year called the Old Borrego Pioneer Society to start up a historical society here in town. And I work out with the school. I was the MC for the Miss Borrego pageant here Friday night and been doing that for 10 years. So it's really, if you can help, you go and help.
Good.
So that's what I do.
And that's great. And that's what I want, another reason why you know so much about the community. Now, last time you were on the show, very excited. You were talking about your film festival, your first annual film festival here in Borrego Springs. And tell us, how did that go?
Well, it was surprisingly, we had a great turnout, considering how late we started. We only had a few films, but the ones that we got were very good. And the response from the filmmakers that came to us was pretty much, well, this is right on. We treated them well. We got them an audience. They liked the venue. They felt that their stuff was being appreciated, and they were as well. And they said they'd be back and talk to other people to come and bring their stuff here. So this year, from 20-plus films that we had last year, we're now 105 film submittals, and we're going to have to chop it down for the five-day event that we're going to have January 15th through the 19th. Martin Luther King's holidays in 2015. It's, again, it is independent film festival. So we're going to have submittals from all around the world, which we have. Our five genres, feature films, shorts, documentaries, animation, and Spanish language films. We've got excellent examples of every genre. So
now,
stay tuned.
This is 5 days. You started out. How many days was it the first time?
Three days.
And you have already, within 1 year, you have grown to five. Well, and a true testament is just Gavin Heffernan, the filmmaker that was here. He is just so enamored by Borrego Springs. And this is a filmmaker's dream out here.
Well, I think one of the things from the conversation with John about the earlier times here, you know, we have a filmography that can be documented back to 1920. So this place has been in somebody's camera lens since at least then. And we've had many, many films that have come here. And then the stars discovered this place as a hideaway, get away from the studios here at the Holberg Resort. And we want to help recreate that feeling that this is not just a film-friendly place, but it's a sort of a film sanctuary. We want people to come here, think about doing their films, but also a place just to get away.
And you also, because you know that you've been living in Borrego Springs 40 years?
Yeah, just about. 1975 I was here.
You came here just to check it out. You never left.
Yeah, I got sent here by the California State Park System as a park ranger. Worked for the Anza Borrego Desert State Park, our largest state park in the system, for 34 years and then retired. And I'm still busy.
Yeah, you are very, very busy. Now, are you still 40 years? Because every time I come, and I come a couple times a year to Borrego Springs, there is always something new that I have not seen. There's always something new to see. Are you still finding things in Borrego Springs that you didn't even know existed?
Well, yeah, because I think one of the things about this place is that it's multi-leveled. If you're into art, there's all these different artists from writers to sculptors that are here now. We have a pyramid that apparently is starting to be built here in one of the nearby parks along the main street, and that just started this weekend.
Yeah.
So
that just popped out of
driving
by, and
there's
this pyramid there. Yeah.
And that's just the art. You know, we have a performing arts center here. We've got folks here that are coming to recreate a spot for educational purposes. The University of California, Irvine has got a research center, which they're going to have an open house this weekend, and that's going to be attracting researchers, graduate students to come here and look at this place from an educational viewpoint. So from education, recreation, just a place to get away, or just a place to do nothing.
Nothing, yeah. I say that I end up doing all these things. Now, everyone keeps telling me, and I have to go there, Fonts Point.
Yes.
Fonts Point. What is Fonts Point?
Well, Fonts Point is one of the major overlooks in our western or eastern Badlands. You need a good four-wheel drive to get out there because the roads often get sandy and soft. But it's a four-mile dirt road to a point that has been used in many movies because it is such a huge overlook, 540 feet above the deck, looking around the Badlands, and it gives you a 360-degree view of the Borrego Valley, the Badlands, the surrounding mountains. And when you're up there, it's breathtaking.
Well, we're going to have Joe Raffetto with Overland Tours will be on a little bit later on in the show, and he will have him get into more detail about all the things I need to see and do. And Fred, you, again, a historian of Borrego Springs, and you have watched the filmmaking coming 40 years here. You've watched it be very popular, then the filmmaking industry changed, and now we have young fellows like Gavin coming in just amazed, and all of a sudden he has this hit video on his hands of Borrego Springs. Are you seeing now a change of the guard again, where you see that it Borrego Springs is being rediscovered by the film industry and celebrities?
Celebrities maybe not so much in that regard, but the new and upcoming filmmakers, the place is accessible, and it gives them looks that they wouldn't necessarily have access to or could afford to get into as young filmmakers. So we're finding at least three new films that have been done, some shorts. And we even had one feature film. It's called Last Days in the Desert with Ewan McGregor. Mm. And we'll see if that one gets finished in time for the film festival. But the producers and the directors wanted to premiere it here, if they could, here in Borrego Springs, because they love the location, even though they filmed during the summer, and that was hot. But
yeah,
they loved the look. And as a matter of fact, a lot of it they filmed at Fonts Point. So feature film-wise, yes. Short film, independent, yes. We're getting more of those people coming in, from students at the different schools to people who just want to see what they can do with a dream.
And commercials. I hear you're getting a lot more commercial shoots now out here as well. And even for models, you have. Mm-hmm. I've heard you've had some gorgeous women out here for modeling gigs and photo shoots. Now, Fred, when a director or a filmmaker, they're thinking about Borrego Springs, they call the chamber. Do they send them to you? Or there has to be a go-to person to help these people out when they come into town.
Well, I try to help them with one-stop shopping if I can down here. Hopefully the San Diego Film Commission will get resurrected so that they can actually help with the permitting process. We will try to give them the phone numbers to different entities that are handling special events. But there's no one-stop shop in San Diego at the moment. But once that comes back, and it was the go-to place for almost 30 years, to make filmmaking easy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that has to be done is you got to get your permits. So if they're coming here to the Borrego area, I will give them phone numbers or direct them the best I can to where they can contact the people they can legally shoot. As far as other things, I can make suggestions, as I did when I was a ranger and film liaison, to the film scouts as to possible locations that might work out for the different storylines that they're trying to get locations for.
So then Borrego, permit-wise, they can't just get them here, the permits in Borrego Springs.
Unfortunately,
they have to go there.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of it is now becoming an individual property setup, and that's time-consuming and somewhat of a hassle. But Hopefully things will change again.
And with us, folks, is Fred G. He's a historian here in Borrego Springs. So 40 years living here, was a park ranger for the Anza Borrego State Park. Of course, I was saying there's 600,000 plus acres surrounding the community of Borrego Springs. And Fred, I do have to ask you, not everybody is a videographer or has a fancy camera or into video. Some people just want to take photographs, spectacular photographs. Where would you recommend? Besides, I just love taking pictures of Christmas Circle because I think it's so unique. That is your center of town right there. That's the center of town. But for the photographers, where would you recommend to go?
Well, as long as it's not commercial, being done for a commercial, the Sweden State Park offers an infinite number of places to do family-oriented shoots or just get that one snapshot. And because it's such a large area, you can talk about plants, different times of the year. You can talk about animals. If you're lucky enough to see a bighorn sheep up at Palm Canyon, we're looking at this mountain and the geology out here, which is bar none amazing. In town, in Borrego Valley itself, you're talking about the sculptures. You're looking at just the general desert scenery. And if you're lucky enough to get an airplane, now there's a perspective that you can't beat.
Yeah, oh, I like that. Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much a place as much as your eye as the photographer really dictates what you think is going to be the shot. And until you get that opportunity to just wander around and see, which is what this place is, we let you wander around and see.
And see. And everyone is so friendly and nice. And
oh, yeah.
Fantastic lodging. In fact, when we come back, Patrick Sampson, he's the GM over at La Casa del Zorro. He's going to be talking to us about fantastic lodging here in Borrego Springs. You have your private airport. Well, it's not private. It's a public airport.
It's a public.
We
it's a county airport.
We can fly in and out if we want to. Yeah.
It's big enough to take down a corporate jet. So if you want to fly in that way, that'd be cool.
Yeah, Fred, I don't have one of those quite yet. Okay,
well,
I'll use yours. How's that?
Well, I couldn't afford the gas.
Okay. Fred G., always a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much. I know you're out there working the festival. You have a lot to do. Folks, we're going to step aside. Fred, if anyone needs to get a hold of you, do you have a website or an email address you just want to throw out there, a phone number just in case?
Well, if they want to get a hold of me directly, the email, my personal one, is the geology@yahoo.com.
Geology at
and it's, that's J-E-E-O-L-O-G-Y at Yahoo.com.
Right.
Or they can contact the Chamber of Commerce at 760-767-5555, and they'll transfer any information to me, and I'll get back.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Fred G., thanks so much.
Thank
okay,
you,
folks.
Francois. Always good to see you.
Always fun. Remember, you a hot dog later on, you promised.
Oh, no
yeah,
problem.
All right.
Yeah, that's a killer.
Okay. All right, folks, you are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. When we come back, we are talking to Patrick Sampson. He's been on the show before as well. We're going to see what's happening out at La Casa del Zorro. They've been open now for over a year, reopened, and things are happening over there. We're going to find out a lot more. Okay, you are, again, listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
Listening to Traveling with Francois on Money Radio.
B. Alston's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Alston's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today. A family tradition. B. Alston's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
If your lifestyle revolves around your golf game, why not live in a world that complements that lifestyle? Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert is a golfer's dream. Two spectacular Arnold Palmer signature 18-hole courses are the heart of Indian Ridge. Add to that seven golf pros on staff ready to assist the new or experienced golfer, great practice facilities, and active golf programs. To find out how you can make this dream come true, contact Indian Ridge Country Club at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7281.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. On Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
It's always an adventure traveling with Françoise. Now back to the show and your host, Françoise, on Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, as Valley said, right here on Money Radio. And I'm coming to you live from the 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. It is Borrego Star Dance. We are in Borrego Springs, and we invite everyone to come on out here. And when you're out here, there are some phenomenal lodging out here in Borrego Springs. And joining us once again is Patrick Sampson. He is the general manager of La Casa del Zorro. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Françoise. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And last time you were here, Patrick, you had basically La Casa del Zorro just opened, fresh, new, all sorts of exciting things going. It's been a year now, about a week or so, over a year. How has your first year been?
It's been tremendous for the relaunch of La Casa del Zorro. When you're having fun, how time flies. We've been open a year as of October the 19th, and we're looking forward to even more exciting new things and changes. And obviously, we hope for the return of that La Casa del Zorro that everyone knows of in the Anza Borrego Desert.
The magic, the La Casa del Zorro magic. I was over at the property. It looks fantastic over there. Now, we were talking a little bit about summer. We are finding, and you found at La Casa del Zorro, that summer is actually very popular, becoming very popular in Borrego Springs.
We offer preferential rates because of the temperatures out in the desert, but there's distinctly a market, not only from Europe, but from our local marketplace. People enjoy the desert, they love the rates, they enjoy the food and beverage, and obviously we have 26 swimming pools to offset the temperatures that are around at that time.
26? I didn't count twice. Of course, I can't keep 26. That's a lot of pools.
It's 26 pools that obviously in our private casitas. There are four of the guests of those casitas, but we have five public pools. All Olympic-sized, as well as in our tennis center, where we have the lap pool, the play pool, as well as the largest jacuzzi in Borrego Springs.
Wow. And you have quite a diversity of the rooms there. You have casitas. They look like homes to me.
Very rustic, from one to four bedrooms. The four-bedroom has both a jacuzzi and a swimming pool. All the others have either a jacuzzi or their own pool, but they're all over the property, very private, and yes, they are just like homes.
It looks like. And then you also have your resort accommodations. Describe one of the rooms for us.
The deluxe poolside rooms for corporate business is 22 keys, as we call them in the business, but that's 22 rooms. With a pool in their courtyard. So if you have a corporate group coming in, we give you those two buildings. You have your private pools. I'll bring the breakfast, the mariachi bands for the cocktail party in the evenings, and the space is actually yours. We've also just completed a new meeting space, maximum capacity about 80 people in our executive conference center, where we also have a number of boardrooms and contiguous space of varying size and capacity. But the guest rooms, the deluxe guest rooms, are spectacular. I'm very proud of them. The largest bathrooms with tile flooring, marble surrounded tubs, as well as glass enclosed showers, and they're truly luxurious. Our guest rooms all have fireplaces that we light in season for you, and as well as the casitas have their own fireplaces. So it's truly a remarkable place in winter or the high season, but certainly in summer, the rooms where you have a private pool steps from your patio is also exquisite.
Very beautiful. You also have the tennis courts, you have the spa, you have state-of-the-art aerobic and weight equipment, a yoga studio, so many things going on at La Casa del Zorro. You can go to their website, lacasadelzorro.com, and that will be posted on Traveling with Francois. You have the Fox Den Bar and Cantina, that has a history to it, the beautiful mural on the wall. The property is more of a, would I say, Spanish Mediterranean theme to the
property?
Certainly
Spanish origin goes back to obviously the Butterfield coaches that came through this area, so there's great history here. The buildings themselves are historic. We haven't touched the walls, but we've certainly improved on the interiors, and it's truly a magical, experiential, and tranquil place for people to come and visit.
Well, as Halloween's right around the corner, that means to kick off to all the big holidays. We have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas, we have New Year's. Patrick Sampson, the general manager of La Casa del Zorro, is joining us. What do you have? I know you're working on it already. What do you have going on at La Casa del Zorro for all these upcoming holidays?
We've set the menus, we've set the buffets, we're ready for our crowds for Thanksgiving, also Christmas, and our New Year's Eve celebration into 2015. We have Sue Palmer and her Motel Swing Orchestra, an 8-piece orchestra that will be entertaining us in our De Anza Ballroom, and we're looking for the usual crowd to be with us over that December 31st. It should be very exciting.
Now, a lot of people, Patrick, there are many travelers out there that really Christmas, they love Christmas, but they don't really like Christmas at home. They want to take the family and go somewhere. That seems to be very trendy now. Let's not do all the decorations because we're all coming from different directions. We just want to all meet in one location. And they can do that with the different types of accommodations that you have at La Casa del Zorro.
Absolutely. And obviously the casitas are perfect for family reunions. They're perfect for association reunions, high school reunions. They provide the privacy, the correct number of sleeping accommodations. And then, of course, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and the New Year's week are extremely busy for us as people get away from the cold of their neighborhoods and come into the Anza Borrego Desert, where we still have warm breezes and hopefully the warm touch of La Casa to take care of them.
And it's spectacular today. The weather is just perfect. Go to the website. Make your reservations now at lacasadelzorro.com, or you can call. Let's give them a number that they can call to make those reservations. They might want to do it right now.
That's 760-767-0100.
All right.
But they can book their reservations online as well, as you mentioned, lacasadelzorro.com.
And let's talk about dining. What type of dining do you have at La Casa del Zorro?
We're excited to have opened the Butterfield Room 2 evenings ago. It's our upscale dining outlet for dinner. We also have the Cantina, a more casual dining experience. And obviously, we've opened dinner on the terrace as well as dining on our Fox Den pool terrace, where we've introduced the music on Fridays and Saturday nights. We're using Borrego's finest bands, various genres of music, and it's certainly developing into a fun evening. And that is obviously when our guests can also enjoy it. No cover charge, just enjoy your favorite beverage or sit down and have dinner with the music to entertain.
All right. So there's a lot of choices over at La Casa del Zorro to choose as far as dining, or you can just lay by the pool and have a snack right there.
Absolutely.
One of the many pools, one of the 26 swimming pools. And also, let's talk about relation to downtown Borrego. When first-timers, it is easy to get, even though you only have the one main street in Christmas Circle, it still is a little easy to get, you know, lost, I say that, but you always find your way back. And in relation to Borrego Springs, downtown Borrego, you're just minutes away.
Absolutely. 4 miles away from downtown Borrego Springs. We also offer complimentary transportation in our vehicles to those who are going out to other restaurants or other golf environments. We'll drop you off. We'll pick you up when you're ready.
All right. Sounds good. And also there's the airport here. And for those flying in, you just go get them.
Just let us know approximately when you'll be here and we'll have our vehicles there to greet you and bring you back to La Casa del Zorro.
And I know quickly that you have the overland tours, lots of golf in the valley, dining. Is your staff, are they able to help out your guests and make some of those reservations for them?
We have some great benefits for our guests with our relationships with not only the De Anza Country Club, but also the soon-to-open Rams Hill. I'm personally not a golfer, but I've been up there, and I must tell you, the vistas from some of their fairways are absolutely breathtaking. Mountains, desert floors, the green of their fairways, their water experiences, second to none. It's truly a world-class golf environment. We have agreements with both.
Okay, well, Patrick Sampson, La Casa del Zorro, thank you so much for being with us. I know you're going to go enjoy the festival a little bit, and then you have to go back and take care of your guests.
That's what I do.
All right, folks. Again, it's lacasadelzorro.com or 760-767-0100. All right, we're going to step aside for a moment for the international, I would say international and local news, and when we come back, we have a lot more. This is Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Borrego Springs, California, at the 49th Annual Borrego Days Desert Festival. Borrego Star Dance is the theme. Having a great time. The weather's fantastic. Stick around. We'll be right back.